All right, welcome back for my final interview on this in-depth PSA program on Lotus Radio on Sunday morning. I got Michelle Gear from Eddie House. Michelle, how are you?
I'm good. Happy Sunday.
Hey, happy Sunday to you. And Eddie House, I want to hear about it because I think I just heard it from our mutual friend Meredith Tanzer, and I didn't get into full details about what you do, so I want to make sure.
Meredith actually works for us, as well as our center in NYEP, and we are the central intake and assessment facility for all homeless youth in Northern Nevada, ages 12 to 24. So if you're a homeless kid living on the street that's non-system, meaning that you're not connected to any systems or agencies or organizations, you come in to Eddie House. We start with care and comfort, so showers, food, clothing, and a safe place to be. And then we move into programming, so job skills, life skills, music and art therapy, mental health care, education resources, that kind of thing.
Wow. So you guys pretty much do everything.
We do.
I mean, in a sense.
Yeah. If you are, if you're on the street, then we're there to help. We've seen 625 just in the first 8 months of 2017.
My Lord.
Over 6,000 interactions.
Okay.
And Jesus. The numbers keep going up.
They do?
They do.
I didn't even realize it was, I mean, I knew it was a problem. I mean, I remember Meredith talking about the homeless youth count. That's been going on for a couple of years, but I just never even realized how big a problem it was.
Sure. Nevada now has the fastest growing homeless youth population in the country.
Oh, man.
And we're number two in human trafficking per capita. So that is about 58% of our population. So if you think of 625 kids so far, just in the first 8 months, and 58% are trafficked or engaging in survival sex, it's a huge problem, especially for our community. Because we don't necessarily have the resources. We haven't seen this before. We suspect that it is the housing crisis.
Okay, I was about to ask you what you thought the problem was, or at least part of the problem anyway.
Yeah, I would say that you're seeing an increase in rents.
Okay.
Landlords that were previously engaging in subsidized programming are no longer doing that because they can get market rate. Okay. And so we're seeing older teens, young adults being pushed out onto the street, and maybe they fell through cracks in the systems. So that's what we're seeing.
Well, luckily we have your organization to help with that. How long has Eddie House been around?
Eddie House was started in 2011 by Lynette Eddie, who actually opened up a residence for former foster boys who were trying to get on their feet and become independent.
Okay.
She then opened ZPI as a way to sustain that residential. And in 2015, Community Foundation of Western Nevada came to Lynette and asked if she would be interested in doing a drop-in center. So we're a day program only, Monday through Friday, 10 to 5.
Oh, okay.
And they focused all of their energies then on the drop-in center and closed down ZPI and the residential.
Okay. So, so you've been around for at least about 6 years now?
Yeah. I came here about a year and 8 months ago from New York City.
Oh, okay.
And I had done this work before, so it was a natural fit, and I really had a vision for Eddie House.
Beautiful.
So moving forward, we hope to have a 24-hour drop-in center to get these kids off the street at night.
Yeah, I think that's definitely a good goal. And I was actually kind of, you're answering all my questions before I even asked them. Yeah, what are your goals kind of for the future to expanding? So 24-hour was the big thing.
So that's a huge thing. Less than 8% of our population will use the adult shelter, citing safety concerns. So these kids are sleeping in trees. They're in abandoned buildings. They are sleeping 14 or 15 to a room in the weekly motels. So on the street, they just fall prey. And they 100% of our kids report that they're assaulted either sexually or physically on the street at least once a week. So the thing for Reno would be to have a 24-hour center where they can come in, 50 beds, a commercial kitchen, classroom and therapy space, everything on site, get these kids on their feet. Because homeless youth are homeless for different reasons than adults.
Okay.
And so they don't necessarily face the same challenges that adults do. They really want to be working. They don't identify as being homeless, and they think this is a bump in the road.
Right. Okay. Well, yeah, there's some optimism there, but it doesn't necessarily change their situation.
True.
So if somebody's listening right now and is hearing all this, how can they help?
We need people to spread the word. It's really a community education piece. We have to decide as Reno and as Northern Nevada what kind of community we want. 71% of these kids are from Washoe County.
Okay.
8% are from rural Nevada. So this is a local problem. I know that the narrative right now is that it's coming from outside. It's not. It's actually happening in our community. So I want the community to become involved and really push for this 24-hour center. We always need money.
Right.
We always need socks and underwear. We always need deodorant. We always need gift cards. And we need people to spread the word on social media.
Okay. Well, then I'm going to help with that for sure. We're going to help with that here at In Depth. How can people find out about you? Where are you located?
So we are located at 423 East 6th Street.
Okay.
We're between Record and Valley. We're a little house. You can't miss us, really. There's a big sign out front that says Eddie House. The kids can come and go as they need. And if you want to look us up online, we have a Facebook page, so please like and share. And then our website, www.eddiehouse.org.
Okay. Is there anything else you want to add? I mean, you've laid out a whole lot of information. There's a lot to take in right now, but if there's anything that I haven't hit that you want to add.
I just want to add that the thing about Eddie House is we're a place of hope, and the kids are very hopeful. Like I mentioned before, they really view this as a temporary situation, which I think gives you a lot to work with. If we can get them off the street and working and being productive members of our community, they don't age out to become homeless adults, and you can effectively stop your homeless problem before it even starts.
All right. Well, wonderful. Let's hope people can actually help with that. Give whatever you can, you know, money, as you said, socks and underwear, any donations. Please give them to Eddie House. Michelle Gear, I want to thank you for coming in and talking about it.
Thank you for having me.
Of course.